This is Kieran Murphy, the founder and presenter of the Across the Four Lakes podcast.
Sean Murphy to John Murphy. This is Connor Lawler. This could be the icing on the cake. Second goal for Carlo, and surely now they're into the Leinster semi-final.
At the end of the day, you ask players to do a job, and no matter what we do, say, we can be called great lads now, and we have the team moving. We haven't been moving, it's the players that do it. We can't train.
Carlo have restarted quickly. Long ball sent into that inside forward line. Oh, and it's broken for James Doyle. Goal chance for Carlo, and they've taken it.
On Sunday, Ciara Quirk plays in what she estimates is her 13th senior Camogie County final. The Meishik star needs no introduction. Her scoring piece have propelled her club and her county to All-Ireland titles. Here, she looks forward to yet another county final. Ciara, it's great to talk to you. County final on Sunday. You're well used to county finals at this stage. How many is it now?
I think this is number 12 or 13. I know Kate Nolan will be able to correct me on that now. I suppose we don't really count them. You know, every single one of them means something a lot different, you know, and I don't go out to play them to say this is my 10th or 11th or 12th. I just go out to play them like they're a new year every year.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously, in the paper this week and the Nationalist, the girls who I interviewed, they were all talking about enjoyment, and enjoyment is key to playing any sport, really, at the end of the day, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's the day that you stop enjoying it, it's the day that you just shouldn't play anymore, because if you're going out to the pitch and you're dreading training, like, you know, it's going to be a tough hour, 90 minutes for everyone involved, be it yourself, the manager, the team. You know, and when you're enjoying it, you're playing much better, like, you know, and it is all about enjoyment at the end of the day. It's only a game of sport, like, you know. Yeah. So
and funny enough, you know, I don't know if you were at the county final, the senior county final last Sunday. Palatine played the whole year. You know, there was a sense of joy about the way they played. And that's exactly what you're saying, you know. It works. It really does work.
Yeah, exactly. It does. Absolutely it does. And it has to, or else, you know, you're at nothing, you know, not doing it when you're not enjoying it, you know.
And tell me this, you have the distinction, and I'm sure there are players up and down the country who have played with their parents.
My mother, Nuala, yeah, I have. I've played with her, I've played a few times with her, actually. It's a great experience, and like such a role model to have beside me in a house the week coming up to it, you know. It wasn't an easy house to be in for the week that it was.
What, what leading up to the first county final?
All of them,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
None of them was, you know, she gets nervous, she still gets nervous for us, you know, and but, you know, she was a great person for me to be able to look up to as that 16-year-old starting out, and 15-year-old maybe actually when I played my first one, you know, and just showing how you just have to, nerves are good sometimes, you know, and you go out and you enjoy it, and you just have to play them. Jesus, it wasn't an easy house to be in at the start.
That's interesting. And of course, Niamh would have been on some of those teams as well, your sister Niamh in the full back line.
Played right up until Mam finished up together. And then Niamh got injured one of the years that we were all playing. She dislocated her knee, unfortunately. But still was in the height of it, you know, in the preparations and everything like that. So yeah, we were very lucky to be able to say that the three of us played together, not just once.
Yeah, yeah. So, hard act to follow as well with Tom. Like, Tom was on the Meishel, the great Meishel football team, and he was on the hurling teams.
You know, like, he's well able to tell us how it's done too. Like, you know, yeah, two great parents to be able to look up to, and they've both done it, and you know, and we're very lucky in that matter that we can look up to them, and they're there to give us advice, and advice is key sometimes, you know, and when you're think you're getting caught in the ruck of it all, and to be able just to turn to them and say, like, what was it like when you were doing it, you know, or what did you do this day, or what did you do the morning of, and yeah, just yeah, you might not do it, but it's just to hear the stories that come back, like, you know, it's yeah, a cool thing to have.
Okay. Were you on the double team, the Meishel team that won the double?
Yeah,
the And the reason I ask that is some of the girls in their breed are looking for that double as well. And obviously you want to make sure that they don't win that double by winning on Sunday. But what did the double mean to you at the time?
Oh, it was amazing. Like, you know, we came back off winning a junior All-Ireland club final the week before. And we were going into that match. Like, you know, we were training Camogie, 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 and then a few football sessions thrown in the mix as well. And it was just an amazing achievement. I don't know, it's like not an easy thing to do. And, you know, it takes a special bunch of girls to come together to do it. You know, the lap of girls on the team, and I suppose the management, you know, you have to have the same management that are willing to work together as well. Like, you know, because it's a big commitment, and, you know, it's hard, like, but by God, it was worth it. It was definitely
worth it. Yeah. Yeah. And like, if you look at it this way, it would be the Maishan club where the girls on the Labour East side, they play with all Loughlin. And to mix the whole lot, you know, as you say, it is a special achievement.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it definitely is. Like, you know, and you can see Mountland Strangers in the hurling and the men's football are pushing hard to get it as well. But, you know, like when they're going well in hurling, the football gives, and when they go well in football, the hurling gives too. You know, like it's not an easy task. And, you know, I suppose we were just very lucky that everything clicked for us that year.
Listen, before I go on to looking forward to the final, the Maisha players that you played with and against, who are the players that inspired you apart from your parents? What players would you want it to be like when you were breaking into that Maisha team for the first time?
Well, Olivia Jordan, Olivia O'Neill, I suppose. Olivia Jordan. She's always a role model to me. Like, you know, I'll never forget my first county final, and I think one of the backs from Mountain Strangers came for me, like, and she saw it happening ahead of anyone else, and she made sure to get in and protect me. Like, you know, that was her attitude. Like, no one touched anyone else on the team, you know, and she was there like a bodyguard. And then, like, just before she was finishing up, like, she was still able to give it. Like, I remember she scored a point nearly on the 65-yard line in one of their last county finals that she played. You know, she's just an inspiring person and literally works hard, you know, in the training, in matches, outside of training. And I suppose that's just exactly what I was able to look up to, you know. So yeah, definitely.
And I'm sure you passed on that sense of pride and that sense of looking after each other to the younger girls coming into the team. And you've so many young girls coming into those teams every year, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We're very lucky. Like, you know, I think any team in Ireland, once you can get 2 or 3 16-year-olds breaking into your team every year, you know, it keeps it all fresh. It keeps it all new, and it keeps girls on their toes. Like, you know, and we're very, very lucky in Maishill to have such a good balance of players like Caoimhe Jordan, Rhianna Kenny, Amy Nolan, Sarah Sheen is breaking on this year. You know, like, it's a great mix to have, and we're very lucky to have them girls who have done seriously well underage also, like, you know, and they know what it takes to win too, which is a huge element as well.
And now this year, Brendan Hayden is in on his own training the side, and I was at the semi-final, and Brendan is a very professional coach, very, very... He wants players to, no matter what you're winning by or losing by, he wants players to perform. And that day on the sideline, it was interesting to hear him asking one of the stats people to take down a few notes. There was something he wanted to discuss with you in the dressing room at halftime. And I suppose maybe one of the strengths of Maishill that you want to perform well the whole time. Just because you're winning or just because you're losing, it doesn't mean that you don't try to get the best out of each other and yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. I know it's all about a team performance, like, you know, and the scores will come, but it's your hooks and your blocks and your work rate that gets you there, you know, that gets the scores. And Brendan is, as you say, a very, very professional, like, you know, very fair, a very positive person to have around. You know, he turns everything into a positive, and nothing can't be fixed. You know, he's just a very positive person, like, so yeah.
Nev Breed, on Sunday, you know a lot of the girls well, you played with them on the county team, and you know what they're going to bring to the, for use of a better word, the party. Emma Brennan, Rachel Sawyer, just to name two, but there's so many players, and they're looking to stop you winning a 23rd title. How do you see the match going?
We met them in the league final down in St Mullins in earlier in the year, and then we drew with them in the championship in the Super Bowl. Every year we play in every over the last few years has been a ding dong battle, and we're expecting no different on Sunday. You know that they're a good, tough, physical side. Few members after coming off winning a county final with the football, you know, they lost that last year. They had that hurt, you know, so they know what it takes to win. Also, like, you know, so we're expecting nothing else from them, you know, other than an honest, hard working effort from them, like, you know, and that's all we expect from them any day we go out, you know, we that hard working Naive Breed side that we're used to. So
yeah. And listen, I was talking to Rachel Sawyer from Naive Breed, and I was saying to her, Asha, you know Netwatch Cullen Park so well. And she was saying, no, we haven't played it as much as people think we have. And is that your experience as well? You certainly know the ground well.
I think it could be 8 years since we had a county final there. Maybe it's seven, but I think it's definitely 8 years since we've had a county final there. We were lucky we had a few county games in there this year for the girls that were involved. But unfortunately, no, we don't get to go into the grounds too often as Camogie players, unfortunately. But yeah, we do know it. We know the grounds from being in the stand and, you know, watching the lads. Like, but I suppose we're lucky in a way, I suppose, but unlucky in another way that it's in there. Lucky in the matter of fact that we get to play in there. Unlucky in the fact that it's been 8 years since it's been in there. That's hard for us, not taking anything away from IT Carlo. We were there last year, and I think 3 years ago as well we were there, and that's a fantastic facility also, and the stand there is also great, you know, but there's nothing quite like getting into the county grounds at the end of the day, you know, like where everyone from Carlo wants to play, you know, boy or girl from 6 years up, that's where you want to get into, you know, and I suppose it's been taking us this long to get back in there, but look, we're in there now, and that's kind of the main thing, I suppose.
Any injury worries?
No, not too major. I think just a few knocks and niggles. I think every team kind of has them ones at the time of the year, you know, going from hard ground to soft ground and different pitches and stuff like that. But no, not too major. I think we're all good, hopefully. Touch wood.
And listen, just go back then to Netwatch Cullen Park. Camogie has really attracted the numbers this year, particularly at the underage levels, under 14, under 16. The training centre has been packed, parking at a premium. So I'm expecting a big crowd in there on Sunday for the county final, for the junior county final as well. I'll expect a big crowd, and that'll really create the atmosphere, and that'll really help you to enjoy playing on the grounds as well. Yep, that must be something you really look forward to as well, the big crowds and the grounds.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you know, mix the two of them together and Dr. Cullen can have a great atmosphere, you know. So no, really looking forward to it now, and the junior final will be a ding-dong battle also, you know, and that will attract great numbers because you have a great young Burn Rangers team and I suppose a young and mix of experienced Mount Leinster Rangers team, you know, some of them are coming back from playing after a few years who are going to bring a huge crowd of support with them, you know, so it's a great day for Carlo Camogie and it's fantastic to have it in there, and I know there's going to be young girls in there playing mini games as well, which will bring its own crowd and, you know, atmosphere as well.
Yeah, that's interesting now, because I can just visualise you now as you're going up now for your warm-ups, that should probably cast an eye in on what's happening on the pitch there.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Like, yeah. Carlo Camogie at the end of the day, and it's those girls from Burn Rangers and Mount Leinster Rangers second team that will be pulling into our county team next year, and you have to look at that side of it too, you know. Yeah. There's great girls there and they've trained just as hard as we have just for the senior, you know, and they deserve their day, and course it'll be a great match, and I'm looking forward to seeing the result in it as well. It's a hard one to call.
Okay, listen, I have done this with Rachel Sawyer last week, and I know you're in a hurry to get back. I've just 2 minutes. Confession time is what I'm calling it. Have you ever been sent off?
No, I don't think so.
a model player considering how closely marked you are at times, that's amazing. Yeah, how do you relax? Even on match day, what do you do to relax? Have you any little mannerisms that you do? Anything that you like to do on a county final day?
No, not really. I'll pack my gear bag the night before, have a good breakfast, go for a coffee, maybe a walk, depending on the time of the match. yeah, no, just nice and chilled. As long as I'm prepared, packing the gear bag the night before, I think will be key for me.
And apart from cups of coffee, that kind of stuff, is there anything you eat? Is there anything that just avoid?
No, not really. Just nice. Whatever I've had during the week, you know, I like to keep my breakfast the same during the week. Keep the same, just so my body's used to it and it's ready to go for game time. Last thing you want is to change it up and throw a spanner in the works.
Okay, exactly. I can imagine, yeah. And tell me, is there any players you sit beside in the dressing room? Any players you travel with? Is there any? Do you have any sort of set place where you go in a dressing room?
No, not really. No, I kind of try not to be superstitious like that because anywhere you go is so different and, you know, anyone might not be there on any given day. So, you know, you just want to go in as calm as you can and see how the girls are and just blend in with the mix of everyone, really. Okay. Yeah.
And as I said to the Brie people as well, look, the best of luck on Sunday. I hope you get a performance. And if you get a performance, then what will be will be. And listen, Kira, it's lovely to talk to you. And thank you for coming on the Four Legs Podcast.
Thanks a million, Kira.